like a wild man.
I want you to struggle, and I want you wrestling with them angels.
Here he is, from Auburn University, Bo Jackson.
The correct Jern Hare Stadium time is 8:06 p.m. Your digital audio device is tuned into the Orange and True podcast, brought to you cordially by your friends at Sonic Tools and harbored by collegeandmagnolia.com. I am Son of Crow at Son of Crow 2 on Twitter. Ryan Starrett can't be here today. Sitting in for Ryan is no one. Where Ryan should be is give the guy who's going to give you that full Fort Payne ASMR. A man who has seen Infinity War and Endgame twice in the theater, Mr. AU Chief.
I am inevitable.
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 Inevitably inevitable. Indubitably inevitable. Guys, we have a recording in bi-directional today with only two hosts. It's going to sound really nice.
Yeah. Get those warm tones in your ear holes.
We're going to talk a little bit about basketball. We're going to talk maybe some baseball. Baseball played Alabama this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And we might even get into a little bit of football. But first, I am going to do trivia.
Oh, look at this.
Ryan can't be here, so taking over his job, coming up with the good old trivia questions is your friend, Son of Crow. That's me. And I have one question for you, Chief. According to sportsreference.com, so I could be wrong, Nick could be wrong, but can you name the only consensus All-America selection in the history of Auburn University basketball? Consensus All-America selection.
Well, Charles Barkley seems obvious, so I'm going to not go with the old round mound rebound. I kind of want to say one of the Persons, but...
And here's the thing. According to this, he was only a second-team selection. Oh, Auburn's never had a consensus first-team All-America.
Wow.
Which, that doesn't seem right.
That's wild. Well, I mean, you saw what happened to us this year, where our guys couldn't even get first-team All-SEC.
That's true.
but I'm going to go with Chris Porter.
That is correct. Chris Porter... In 1999-2000, was the only ever consensus All-American. And that, again, that goes back to, we've talked about this a number of times. Okay, so here's the thing. According to Wikipedia, Auburn had All-Americans. Doc Robinson was an All-American.
Yeah.
But he was only, okay, maybe that's what it is. So Doc was only AP and College Hoops Insider.
Right.
Whereas Porter was AP, USBWA, Basketball Times, College Hoops Insider, and John Wooden Award.
Yeah, I think he was had to have been first team on some of those, too.
And Wes Person was AP and USBWA. Chuck Person was Sporting News, McGregor, Basketball Times, in ABC.
Weird.
Yeah. A lot of people. One second. I got to hit pause. Jack, hope you pick us back up. I had to take a phone call. Anyway, Chuck Person, he made a couple All-American teams twice. John Mingle twice was an All-American.
Chuck not an All-American.
Charles Barkley, okay. Basketball Times, and NABC.
Okay,
I'm not 100% sure. I don't think the Associated Press named All-Americans because no one until Wesley Person was named an All-American by the AP. I'm not really sure why it is listed that Chris Porter is listed as the only consensus All-American. But, yeah, it doesn't make a lot of sense. Unless it's like they don't go back that far past 99.
It's possible.
But who knows? I can ask you another question.
Because some of those guys were named on multiple All-American lists that Chris Porter wasn't.
How many times, and this shows the feudal nature of Auburn basketball,
okay,
has Auburn been in the AP poll, in the final AP poll of the season? The top 25, obviously. I'll give you this.
12 times.
Five times preseason.
Yeah.
In the history of Auburn basketball, Auburn has appeared five times in the preseason AP poll.
Oh.
Again, according to Basketball Reference. Sports Reference.
I'm going to bump it down to eight.
Seven. Seven times in the history of Auburn basketball.
It is.
Oh, man. Eric Bledsoe can fly. So that's the program that Bruce Pearl inherited and claimed to be rebuilding. You don't really rebuild something you only had seven
Didn't
times.
Exist at all. It's like rebuilding a trailer.
Auburn's first season was 1906, and from 1906 until 2019, seven times they appeared in the final AP poll.
Well, you know, I read something earlier this week. It was only... I guess, league, yeah, between league titles, we've only won four, five, something like that.
But yeah,
before the last 2 years, there had been like 14 years or more between each of the other ones that we've...
Gosh.
It's absurd.
I
mean, and this league has been good at different times. So, I mean, it makes sense. And it's as good as it's ever been now.
Right. So, Auburn played its, let's see, second to last homestand of the conference season in baseball.
Yeah.
Against the University of Alabama Crimson Tide.
We didn't mention as we record this, before we get into baseball, it has been a month since Auburn season ended.
In basketball?
Yeah.
Been a month.
A month today as we record this.
Let me tell you, my life is way less
stressful.
Fun.
Oh, yeah. Both.
Both.
For me. I had a lot less beer this month. I'm drinking my first beer since Minneapolis.
Wow. Right? Happy to have that the Kinru Blue is your first favorite.
Yeah.
Guys, shout out to Kinru Blue. Aldi beers.
I still got to go to Aldi.
You got to.
I passed it a couple of times. We've been doing other stuff, so I couldn't stop in.
It's their best stuff. So, Auburn played Alabama.
Yeah, yeah.
In baseball. I didn't actually get to go to any of these games.
Yeah, I didn't either.
I wanted to go. I really wanted to go yesterday. Or Sunday. Yeah, yesterday.
Yeah.
So, day after tomorrow. Or day after yesterday. Whatever.
Yeah, I was working on my truck, so I couldn't. Sold the Grand Prix. I don't know if I mentioned
Nice
it.
Work.
Yep. Sold it on Wednesday of last week.
Auburn outscored Alabama.
Well, they won 5-2 the first game.
5-1.
5-1 the first game. Got beat the second game after making a couple of comebacks and then ended up losing
7-6. And then the third game was
a football score.
Yeah, 17.
Literally.
And literally, probably an Iron Bowl
score. The 2002 Iron Bowl score.
Yeah, 17-7. So, Trey Smith went wild.
Yeah, there. Went wild again. Lorenzo Diamond.
Guys, remember when 17-7 was an exciting Iron Bowl?
I mean, that was a common football score for a long time.
And Trey Smith had like 100 yards.
And tore him up.
And everyone was like, man, alive. Offensive explosion. 17-7 is a joke in 2019 football.
And man, 17-7 in baseball at any level is... wild. It was a wild, wild eighth inning last night.
Run ruled them.
More or less. The eighth inning last night was absurd. It was one of the most absurd things. We loaded them up right out of the gate, knocked a couple in, knocked a few more in. Then there was a two-run homer.
It was 8-3 going into the top of the eighth.
Yeah.
Then Alabama scored three, so it was 8-6. So they're making it a little dicey for the Tigers.
Yeah.
Auburn scored nine
I was nervous.
Runs in the bottom of the eighth.
And then I was not nervous. Then I was laughing like a crazed maniac.
Nine runs.
I tell you, Judd Ward is a great baseball player. He made a insane catch yesterday that kept some runs off the board. And it's either between him, Judd Ward, Edouard Julien, and Ryan Bliss, who is a freshman for Auburn's Player of the Year, I think. These guys have been great. Here's hoping they're back. I don't think Judd's a senior.
Poor Judd is not dead after this year.
Yeah.
That's an Oklahoma reference to all you Rodgers and Hammerstein fans.
My aunt was in a rendition of Oklahoma at the Rainsville Civic Center.
There you go.
Now the DeKalb Civic Center.
They couldn't pick a better time to start in life.
I went and it was, I don't know, my first musical. I don't know. I don't know what else to say about it.
It's a good one.
Baseball was cool. It was fun. I didn't get to watch much of the game, but I did follow along with them.
I didn't watch any of it.
So
I did get the alerts from the Auburn sports app.
Well, Look at you.
Which all of a sudden started just working like a charm.
Oh, really?
Amazing. Yeah.
I've never had it work, so I don't even think I had it.
It was pretty great.
The only reason I had it is that was the way you were. So, oh, there you go. The Bucks. And Boston's pretty much donezo.
Donezo's 3-1 Bucks.
I pretty much only had it to get to attempt to get my free biscuit when Auburn would score 90 points.
Nice.
But I never once got my free biscuit because it would never work correctly.
From Hardee's?
Yes.
Sausage.
Free sausage.
I picked up, hey, guess what? I got some Jack's biscuits last week.
Did you? Were they good? I had one last week.
They were incredible. I made homemade biscuits on Sunday, though.
Oh.
Church potluck. Man,
thanks for the invite. No.
Church potluck. Oh, okay. I should have called you.
Yeah, good.
May the 7th, you're listening to this, that's today.
Yeah, that's right. That is today as you listen to this.
Auburn plays the University of Alabama Birmingham Blazers.
The WAB.
In baseball.
What's that called? UAB.
Oh, WAB. WAB. Probably the real Alabama, if you ask me.
Blaze up.
Blaze up. The coolest mascot in the state. They got a tiger. They got Trogdor the Burninator as their mascot. Auburn plays there. Tickets coming to $8.
Playing at Regents? Regents Field?
No, playing here.
I thought you were saying they were playing.
No,
we already played them up at Regents Field this year. That's the thing we've done. We've played Jacksonville home and away, and I think
UAB.
Samford, and now UAB home and away.
Why not? Why not?
Why keep the money in state, man.
Yeah, and it's easier to recruit in state talent. Yeah, hey, we're coming to you.
Scout out some grad transfers.
This is like what UT Texas does this all the time. They used to, when Mac was the coach, they'd play every couple of years at UTEP.
Oh,
and the only reason to do that was to recruit West Texas.
To hang out with Tony Barb? Oh.
No. You can recruit West Texas. Because you're like, hey, why don't you? It's so all of a sudden UTEP has a bunch of 5-stars taking officials to UTEP because they're playing the Horns that week. Yeah, because, I mean, El Paso is a long way from Austin, Texas.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's easy to do that. If you got kids,
everything's a long way from El Paso, Texas.
Yeah, it's true. If you got kids who are living in the Huntsville, Birmingham, Northern Alabama, why not tell them to come to Birmingham? Watch you play against UAB.
Yeah.
In a nice minor league baseball stadium. Nice-ish.
Yep.
Anyway, then Auburn finishes the home conference schedule against the Georgia Bulldogs.
Oh, yeah.
May 10th, 11th, 12th.
Yeah.
I'm going to, you know what? We'll see what I can get done. I might be able to try to get to this May 7th game.
I might try to.
Against UAB. Tomorrow. I like those Tuesday night games, man.
I do, too. I do.
Well, I like the Sunday game the most at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, yeah. The best.
That's pretty good.
It's starting to be a little hot for that now, though.
I wish that Tuesday, I wish they would let us do the quarter hot dog nights again like they used to when I was in school.
Quarter hot dog night.
Anyway, that's our baseball talk.
Yeah.
Auburn looks pretty good. I don't know much about them. I know.
Well, we're dead even in the conference. It was a must win series for us. The other night was about as must win as you could get.
Okay.
So, it leaves us in a pretty good position headed towards the SEC tournament.
According to Drew Mack.
Yeah.
On the site. Auburn is...
College of Mag.
On College of Mag, yeah.
CollegeMagnolia.com if you want to get...
The Tigers play host to the Blazers, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Auburn beat Alabama, and that's good enough.
Oh, yeah. You know what? This episode is brought to you by Sonic Tools. Right?
Sure.
Correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I didn't think we mentioned them at the top.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, you did? Well,
but it's always good. It's always good to talk about Sonic Tools some more.
Yeah.
I was wondering where you were going with this. Yeah, you had some sort of great...
No, no.
And you know who else is a tool?
Bobby Firmino?
One random guy. Yeah, Bobby Firmino. Bobby Chompers.
But yeah, Sonic Tools. What a great company.
Bobby Firmino's teeth
Sonic
are
Tools.
So
com.
White.
They're so fake. They look
they're
like
so white that they make Tom Crean's teeth not as white. Crean has some white teeth.
This is for those of you born around the same time as Crow and I. We're playing footsie in here, by the way.
Sorry, that's your foot.
Something About Mary, Matt Dillon's teeth. Where he gets the fake chompers in that movie. That's Bobby Firmino.
Bobby Firmino. Also, let's talk about something else I really want to talk about on this show.
Yeah, let's go.
Malik Dunbar.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Rumored.
Oh, yeah.
Rumored to be
topical.
Trying a little football.
Yeah.
Now, if this is the case, he misses the draft. That makes sense.
Yeah, he's not getting taken out of one of 16
now,
teams or whatever.
The Dallas Cowboys famously took a Baylor basketball player in the draft.
Mm-hmm.
Rico Gathers, who has yet to make a meaningful contribution to the Cowboys, but somehow is still on their roster. Huh. and just practice, cashing checks.
Practice player, buddy.
No, he's on the active roster. Oh. He didn't catch passes in games.
Huh. Making that money, though.
But Malik, very similar build, very similar players. Rico is a power forward. It's a little bigger. There's a chunkier guy.
Well, there's a few guys like this. Antonio Gates is one.
Well, Gates is because of Saban. He didn't play football.
Yeah. Yeah, Nick Saban was like, college. No, you got to play football if you're going to be here. You can't play basketball. And he said, well, I'm just going to play basketball. And he kind of washed out and then went to JUCO route. Then he shows back up at Kent State.
Yeah, he wasn't a terrible hoops player at Kent State. He
balled out Kent State, I'd say. Fair assessment of his abilities there.
He made himself into one of the greatest, if not the greatest, tight end of all time.
Yeah,
in the
NFL. Yeah, right. Jimmy Graham's also another guy. I do believe he played 1 year of college football, though.
Yeah.
But he is a guy that didn't really play football and played basketball.
The Pats had some dude who played lacrosse at Penn State.
I'm sure. The Pats, they're just, I don't know. They're the greatest football organization of all time, and it hurts to say that, but they are.
Oh, yeah.
They develop talent. They just pick these guys. I mean, Tom Brady was not the number one pick in the draft.
And no, he was like an eighth round pick or whatever.
He's probably the greatest quarterback ever.
So. Yeah. And speaking of Tom Brady, current teammate, Jarrett Stidham.
Yeah, that's right.
So I think we talked about this already, but I think
it's a great landing spot for any QB.
Who plays more snaps in the NFL? Malik Dunbar or Ryan Davis?
Oh, man.
The easy answer is Ryan Davis because he's already been picked by a team.
Sure, he's on a team. He can be useful in multiple ways too. So I think.
Yeah.
I think there'll be some.
It may have been a stupid question by Chris.
Want to find a place for him on their team,
right?
So, I'm really got my fingers crossed because this will classicmalik.net will become transcendent.
Oh my gosh!
If he plays another sport,
all of a sudden you've created a thing that has picked up national news. Classicmalik. Imagine if he like gets picked up by a team. Let's call him Jacksonville Jaguars. And he becomes the starting.
And he's living in London, playing for the London Jacksonville Jaguars.
Well, let's just say he's playing for the Jags, and he's the starting tight end.
Yeah,
scores a touchdown.
Oh,
and now all of a sudden people are like, "Hey, who's this guy?"
Can you imagine what Malik's going to do when he scores a touchdown in the NFL?
No, he's going to dunk it over the goalpost. And he's going to break the goalpost.
Yeah, right.
And everyone's going to go, "Oh, at Auburn they called him Classic Malik," which is not true. Auburn didn't call him that. We called him
that's
that.
That's right. Us here on this.
The Origin True podcast called him Classic Malik.
Oh, yeah.
Namely Chief.
Well.
And then Chief started ClassicMalik.net. And then ClassicMalik.net, that counter will just keep.
I got to put some Google ads on there.
Oh, yeah.
make some money.
Man, I'll be buying a new bike.
I'm actually looking into kayaks.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I want to try my hand at kayak fishing.
Oh yeah.
I haven't fished in a long time. I was real big into fishing for about a summer, about 10 years
ago. I go fishing every week, Chief.
I know. Almost every week. We talked about this. I really want to go fishing again.
Bass fishing.
I don't have anywhere to fish. So.
Oh, right. You have a license?
Well, I could get one easily. So they sell those at any sporting goods.
Oh, they're not like difficult in class.
No, you walk in and. Bam, they give you your fishing license for the year.
What a state. What a country.
What a country. That you have to get a license.
But it's really not hard to get a license.
No.
All right. Well, that's all about football, I guess. Well,
yeah.
I don't know. You want to talk a little Gatewood versus Knicks?
I mean, we got this going on.
So if you don't know, let me introduce you. Auburn has a football team. Been playing football for a while. Won a couple of national championships.
Since 1892. Sure, don't know. That's
yeah.
I think that's when the university.
They played the Creeks Indians. I think the first team they played against. Creeks Indians. Yeah, it's been a long time. They the quarterbacks at Auburn traditionally have been a sore spot.
Yeah.
Well, recently it's a pretty sore spot.
I mean, we had a guy named. Cam Newton.
Solar eclipses than there are
Marshall, Jarrett Stidham
again,
season one.
There have probably been more solar eclipses since 2010 than Auburn having quarterback seasons that everybody's
like, quarterback continuity
job.
Has been a real issue.
Yeah. So we have a named starting quarterback. Gus usually is pretty tight-lipped on this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And again, he's tight-lipped. But he at least has narrowed it down to two, which I did not think he would do. until fall camp, but unless he's doing it for transfer reasons.
I suspected he would after the spring.
Really?
Yeah. I just, there were two guys in that game that were pretty much head and shoulders above the rest. And if you know
Malik Willis and
Cort Sandberg, obviously. If you know that it's going to be one of two guys and the other guys are older, at least one could transfer
right
and go play somewhere else. You want to be fair to those people.
So you think,
I don't think Cord is going to transfer. I don't think that's in the cards.
No, I don't think that was ever.
But I think Malik Willis will probably transfer. I don't see why he would.
Unless it's one of those situations where he's named the backup quarterback, quote unquote, only because we're planning on redshirting the other one.
Yeah.
Like, let's say
I don't think with the way things stand, I don't think that's the case now. I think both these guys are going to play, and I think they're going to play in the first game.
You think both of them are going to play in the first game?
Well, also with your redshirt rules now, he can play in four games or whatever.
That's true.
So you roll him out that first game and
see what happens.
See what happens, and then you can hold him back in case Gatewood gets hurt or.
And luckily, in college football, you have those first couple of games that aren't against good competition,
right?
You're playing against
Oregon.
Well, wait a minute.
Oregon Ducks.
I'm thinking of the NFL. If your preseason games, Auburn. You know, we actually should in college football have a couple of preseason scrimmages.
Yeah, like your jamboree for
They
don't always do that anymore, but used to in high school football, you'd have like a jamboree.
I say that, but I really do not want any more scrimmage useless football.
Get hurt.
Yeah, and I hate preseason. I don't watch preseason football.
I don't know. I would, well, this would be better for spring game. Like, JSU and Auburn play in the spring game.
Yeah, we've already talked about this. That's the move they should make, is just play your Division I AA opponent in the spring.
Right.
And then schedule another conference game in the fall.
Yeah. Well, you know, whatever.
So what do you think? Do you think, if you had to guess, because you were Team Bo and I was Team Gatewood.
Yeah.
But if you had to pin also.
I think it's Gatewood.
Jack put a photo on the collegeandmagnolia.com article, Gatewood versus Knicks, that might have, I don't know, 25 pixel resolution. Like, it's just, it looks like Jack took this with a Sony Ericsson flip phone in 2002.
Ryan, flip phones were these things that
Sony Ericsson was a company that made phones.
Yes.
It was Sony and then this other company, Ericsson.
That featured heavily in the James Bond film.
Yes. I remember always being like, why does James Bond have such a crappy cell phone? Like, and then I had a Sony Ericsson. I knew how bad it was. Yeah. So, yeah. Anyway, I agree with you. I think it's probably Gatewood.
I think it's probably Gatewood, just based on he's been here longer. They're both technically freshmen, but he's been in the system longer.
It would be shocking to me, based on what we know about Gus, to start a true freshman against Oregon. I think
we've never started a true freshman ever on opening.
Wow. In the history of Auburn football?
In the history of Auburn.
I mean, did Pat Nick start as true freshman?
No, Stan White. He was Stan's back.
Did Stan start?
No, he was,
And Jason didn't start as a true freshman.
No, Jason started as a redshirt
freshman. Right. Did Daniel Cobb?
No, Daniel Cobb wasn't here.
So there you go. Freshman. So I think we've just listed Daniel as far Cobb as I know.
In Georgia as
a true freshman. Oh, right.
Cam. Junior.
Cam was a junior.
Nick Marshall was a junior.
Yeah.
Brandon Cox was a sophomore.
What was the guy after Cam? He was a sophomore.
Who was the guy after Cam?
That's the thing. I get all these guys confused. I get Barrett Trotter confused.
Oh, Barrett Trotter.
I get Barrett Trotter confused with everybody else. Neil Cottle.
Clint Mosley.
I get Barrett and Clint confused every time. Don't know who's who.
We've never started true freshman on opening day.
You heard it here first, folks.
We're going to do it.
At Ryan S. Starrett on Twitter. That's two T's at the end. Ryan S. Starrett on Twitter. Let us know if we're wrong. He'll let us know. You just tell him, and then he'll tell us.
Yeah.
And at AU Nerd for reasons. At AU Nerd for all the reasons you think Joey Gatewood should start opening day. He will love it. He will love it to hear all your reasons why Joey Gatewood is the starter at AU Nerd. Say, AU Nerd, hey man, Crow said I should tell you, but I really think Gatewood has the arm strength we need in this offense, man. I really think he can run the ball in this offense, and that's what we need, guys. He's need big. To run the ball. He's real big, real tall, and
real athletic.
I need everyone to give me four reasons why Gatewood should start, and do not mention Cam Newton's name in any of them. Because one of my issues with this
is these people are comparing him with Cam. Yeah,
Auburn really, really, really does this. And I think it's because, unlike Alabama, or Georgia even, for that matter, Auburn doesn't hang its hat on teams in football as much as we do individual stars that we've had. And that's partially because we've had some transcendent players. So any big, Heisman winner. Any big fast running back Auburn's going to have will be compared to Bo or Ronnie, period.
Yeah.
They always will. And they will be into perpetuity. Any
shifty,
tall, big, gigantic quarterback, even Jeremy Johnson, will at some point get compared to Cam.
Well, because he was big. He and Kyle Frazier were both supposed to be the next Cams.
But Jeremy could not run. At no point was that part of his game.
No, not really.
But yet, because he was big and tall, and African-American, he's compared to Cam.
Yeah.
And the same thing will happen to this poor Joe Gatewood, who just needs to be compared to himself.
Yeah.
Well, or look at Malik Willis.
I think they
gave him 14. That wasn't his number in high school. They gave him 14 because they were like, oh yeah, you're the next Nick Marshall.
I think what people are going to have to realize with no matter who starts is these guys are going to make mistakes.
They're not even Cam. Against Arkansas State wasn't perfect.
Yeah, it's true.
He wasn't great against Arkansas State. He had a couple of good plays. And he was pretty good against South Carolina and Clemson.
Yeah.
But he wasn't transcendent against Clemson, South Carolina. It wasn't until he really hit his stride.
Right.
And people weren't expecting him to be anything.
South Carolina was where supposedly coaches realized what he was capable of.
I remember against Clemson.
Which is bizarre to me.
Yeah. Against Clemson, I remember sitting next to my buddy, Ben, and I said, man, can you imagine what this guy's going to be like next year? Because it was a foregone conclusion. He's not going to go pro for 1 year at Auburn. We got him back the next year. He's going to be amazing his next year. Because at that point, we didn't think, oh, we have maybe the greatest player in the history of college football.
Maybe. No, he's definitely.
He's gone after a year. And number one overall pick.
Imagine being the person that thinks that Tim Tebow is a better college football player than Cam.
Well, I mean, if you put body of work together, maybe, but you can make the case that Bo was a better college football player than Cam.
Really?
But it's not a great case.
No. Bo didn't go undefeated and win the first national championship in.
And do it
43 years.
Do it in an offense that literally was like. The personnel, this is one reason why 2012 fascinates me. The personnel in 2010 was not the personnel in 2012.
No.
The personnel in 2012 was a five-star recruits that were recruited to run a spread offense that were forced to run something else. The personnel in 2010.
There are a lot of busts.
Well, maybe. But the personnel in 2010 sent one guy in the first round of the NFL draft and won a national championship.
Two
guys, Nick Ferrell. One guy on each side of the ball goes in the first round, and they win the national championship.
Yeah.
Look at Clemson this past year. They sent a bunch of dudes in the first two rounds.
Yeah.
Alabama, when they win a national championship, will send six guys.
Yeah.
Auburn did that with one first-round draft pick on offense. The rest of the guys on that offense didn't even make the league. Ontario McCaleb was a defensive back in the NFL.
See, there's got to be at least...
Mike Dyer, I don't even know if he made the league at all. I think he might have.
No.
But I think he got a couple tryouts. That might be it.
He had a lot of problems.
Yeah.
His issue is not talent.
Well, I don't know. You know how many balls Michael Dyer caught in his 2 years at Auburn?
None.
Zero.
Yeah.
Never caught a ball.
Yeah.
And he don't get a ball thrown to him either. There might be a reason for that. I don't think Gus is an idiot. I don't think he goes, well, we got this guy who can catch. Let's just not throw him a ball.
We, at that time, we didn't throw it to any of our running backs very much. We threw it to Mario Fannin.
And Ontario. He caught a couple passes.
Yeah.
We threw the ones he would catch.
We used Terrell Zachary out of the backfield.
I'm still amazed Zachary didn't make it. He's a team. Yeah, that dude could play. But again, that Cam Newton drug a roster, an offensive roster, not full of NFL stars, and beat everybody in his path.
Yeah, he's the greatest. He's the greatest football player.
And beat an LSU team that had five starters in the NFL starting on their defensive backfield.
Yeah.
Five guys, not four, five, played for LSU that now start in the NFL.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous. Cam
made it's kind of bizarre.
Yeah.
The number of teams that have so many stars on their get beaten by teams that don't.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Football's a funny game, man.
Well, all sports are all funny games.
Fun and games. Football's fun and games. Funny
fun
game.
Fun and game.
So here's the thing. We don't have show notes.
No.
God, if you haven't noticed. And so we're kind of rambling. But also, you know, this is a free-flowing conversation about Auburn sports. And we're going to take a quick break. Come right back with Hammers and Nails. That's right. That was a quick break brought to you by our good friends at Sonic Tools. If you don't have a Sonic Tool set, a Sonic Tool box in your house yet, then stop, hit pause, go to Sonic Tools website.
SonicTools.com.
.com.
Or you Google it.
Google it. And just Google. Here's what you're going to do. Google, how do I get my hands on some Sonic Tools? And then that's...
Well, the trailer dropping for Sonic the Hedgehog, that might come up with some different...
I'm Googling this right now to see what happens.
Okay. That might come up with some different results.
Make sure it's safe.
Have you seen that Sonic?
Yes. I don't know what they're doing.
Man. No affiliation to Sonic Tools, who would not have anything to do with that kind of garbage quality.
How do I get my hands on some Sonic Tools? That's going to be some good SEO. Boom! SonicToolsUSA.com. Professional tools, professional technicians.
Not only do they sponsor this podcast, they pay their web
devs. They got good SEO. Good SEO. So, our Hammers and Nails, the segment we do every week, we remember to do it, where we talk about who is doing great, Hammer of the Week, and who got nailed, Nail of the Week. Mm-hmm. Who is life just beaten down? Hammer of the Week for me, not from this country. Mm-hmm. He's from a nation named Belgium.
Oh.
He's very tall, very bald.
Vincent.
And his name is Vincent Kompany. He is a defender for Manchester City.
Yeah.
Has been there for years and years. Back when Man City was terrible, he was there. And has put in, they should build a statue of him outside the stadium. It should already have happened. They already have one of Yaya Toure. And if they're going to build one to Toure, I think they might. Or at least they named the practice field after him or something.
Weird.
He was there for a long time, too, yeah, man.
He was. He just didn't get along with Pep. That's when he left.
Well,
he was also sort of garbage.
He was, like, super old. He was, like, 35.
Yeah.
But Vincent Kompany...
Also very tall.
Also very tall. Vincent Kompany's been there for a long time and is one of the premier defenders in the Premier League still.
Yeah, he's good.
And he hit a screamer today.
Yeah.
To defeat Leicester City.
Orange and Truther, James Jones put it, he hit that one from Jared Harper range.
Oh, yeah. He hit that thing from way downtown. And he hit it hard. If the goalkeeper had put his hands in it, it would have broken his wrist. Because that thing was moving. So he's my Hammer of the Week because he keeps Manchester City's chance to keep Liverpool from winning the Premier League alive. Which, if everybody realizes, neither Chief nor I want Liverpool to win. A blessed thing.
Never. Never. So, not anything. Here's the thing. Here's the funny thing. Not to get too far off track. I told a friend of mine I'd rather Liverpool win the Champions League than the league.
Really?
Yeah, oh, yeah. He's like, why? It's way more prestigious. I'm like, maybe. If you're in it, sure.
No, it's super more prestigious.
No.
Your friend's right.
No.
It's okay. A team from Spain's going to win the Champions League. They always do.
Well, let's hope. Actually, I won't. No, Ajax is in Europa.
Right? I would love. No, I don't know. They're in the Champions League. I would love Ajax to win. Ajax.
Everton's in for a guy from Ajax. Pretty excited about it. But no, they haven't won the English Premier League ever. They haven't won the Premier League since its inception.
Liverpool, yeah.
And they haven't won a title since like 1990, which is only 3 years. Since Everton won one. So I just
what you're telling me could is not Liverpool abide. Liverpool is the Georgia football.
Yeah.
It might of the English Premier League.
Yeah. I, well, no, they're not quite that bad.
Well, in that they are always really pretty good.
They just
never win titles.
Right.
They don't win trophies.
They have won games. They have won a Champions League one time.
There's no real way to do this.
There's a DVD called One Night in Istanbul.
Not One Night in Bangkok.
No.
There's no real way to do the comparison of who is the who of this because of the champion. The Champions League kind of throws everything off because there's no real consistency is who's in for Madrid and Barcelona.
I don't care about the Champions League, so I don't find it.
Oh, I sure do.
It doesn't bother me at all if they win it.
See, you're the kind of person that's the reason why that the U.S. doesn't care about the CONCACAF Champions League.
Well, the CONCACAF Champions League is not.
It's not even real. We should care about it.
It's not even real.
It is a real thing.
It's not. No one else cares about it.
No, the other leagues
win it every year.
I don't
think they do.
But yeah, they sure do, and we don't win it.
Mexico wins it every year.
A team from Mexico wins it every single blessed year, and we don't. And yet we're here, sitting here, adding teams to the MLS, acting like the MLS is this up and coming commodity. We can't even win the competition in our own continent.
Yeah, well,
that's until we literally should put the MLS should put a thing saying, "Look, until an MLS team wins this stupid thing, we're not going to add any more teams. You don't get any more dilution of our talent pool until you actually win the CONCACAF Champions League." Atlanta United looks like a horrible team this year.
Well, it's because Frank DeBoer is their manager. What a trash appointment that was. I don't watch any of the games. Until he's gone, I'm not watching.
Well, good, because you can become an FC Dallas fan. FC Dallas is doing what we want every soccer team to do.
Well,
they're playing their youngsters. Yeah. Playing the guys.
Play the kids.
Play the babies who, you know, that you didn't sell to Bayern Munich and to Schalke like you do all the other good players from FC Dallas. Weston McKennie could have been playing for FC Dallas right now. It's no big deal. They sold him to Schalke.
Schalke for avoided, nothing. Relegation, looks like.
Yeah, way to go, Smurfs.
Barely.
Meanwhile, our beautiful Dortmund, yellow and black, blew it. Anyway, who's your nail of the week?
No, I got hammers.
Okay, hammer of the week.
Multiple hammers here.
Wow.
The Auburn athletes have graduated this week.
Oh, yeah. Bryce Brown.
Bryce Brown got a standing ovation, from what I hear. As did Sam Serio, who, walked herself across the stage on some crutches. And then Tony Stevens, former football player.
Number 8, Tony Stevens.
Has finished up his degree. And so did Peyton Barber, Tampa Bay Bucks.
That's nice. Barber.
So that's good. I like to see that. It's cool that those cats got recognized by their fellow students and family. Of course, Bryce did. Everyone there was happy. But anyway. That, I thought that was really cool. It's always good to see our athletes going to get that degree.
Who will have made more money as a professional sportsman in the next 10 years? So 10 years from today.
Uh-huh.
So Monday, the 6th of May in 2029.
Uh-huh.
Well, do you think Peyton Barber or Bryce Brown will have banked more cash?
Peyton Barber. He's already made more money.
Bryce makes 2 contracts in the NBA, gotta have a ton of skrill.
Yeah, okay.
To me, it's a way better question than who has a better chance of making it.
Yeah.
Because apparently Bryce has a couple of workouts.
Oh, yeah, I saw he was working out with the Cavs.
I think it's Celtics.
In the Celtics. Interesting. I don't know who I'd want him to go to. It wasn't the Cavs. It was terrible. The Bucks.
Okay, yeah. The Bucks and Seeds, who are currently in the playing in the playoffs.
Which... Marquise played for
the Bucks and the
Seas. So I'm guessing Marquise has gotten him those workouts, which is pretty cool. I mean, and he's, to be honest, he's kind of a Marquise. He could have a Marquise-esque career. Marquise was a scorer in college, and he was a big-time defender.
He could do is, so he's about the same size as Patrick Beverley.
Right.
Which, if you haven't watched in the NBA... When you see the Clippers come on, you should sit down and watch Patrick Beverley play basketball. He is 6'1". He is actually shorter than Bryce. And Patrick Beverley...
Bryce is about 6'4".
Patrick Beverley gets into the other dude's jersey on a regular basis.
Bryce can be that guy.
He is one of the best defenders in the league. He makes Kevin Durant furious. And he's 6'1".
Yeah.
And Kevin Durant's 6'10".
Long as the
yet Patrick Beverley just defends the stink out of him, and if Bryce can get nasty and do that, because it takes a guy who's not afraid to just be a jerk
for
48 minutes, Bryce could have a career, because he also can shoot. Like, at the end of the day, shooters can shoot.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a much better shooter than Marquise was going in the league.
He's a much better shooter than anybody in the history of the school.
Yeah, going right. into the league. So just if he can defend and score about 6 points a game, that's all he really needs to do.
Yeah.
Come off the bench. He could have a career just like Marquise. He's not as big as Marquise. That's
right.
The only downside. But, you know, hopefully somebody will take a shot on him and he can get on a roster, get on a bench somewhere and prove himself. So nails.
Nails of the week.
I don't know. You got a nail?
Alabama baseball?
Well, they got nailed.
I mean, you give up 17 runs in a baseball game.
Poor sons of guns.
Yeah.
Ugh, man.
Anytime you
hate to see it.
Yeah, you really do. Anytime you can reduce Alabama fans to being like, well, I think the program's heading the right direction, you're doing a good thing. You got to love it. You got to love Auburn having more athletic programs that you can right now say are trending in better directions than Alabama does.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Now, Auburn softball.
The last did
not
series.
Do well.
Yeah.
Maybe it was like 8 of the last 10 or something.
Maybe they're the nails of this week for me. Yeah,
then dude's super hot.
It's not going well in the SEC tournaments this weekend.
Or
starting this week.
You never know with the tournament. Like, somebody can catch fire. You never know.
Yeah.
When does the baseball tournament isn't for another couple of weeks.
That's the 21st. It starts later.
And Auburn's going to qualify.
Yeah, they should make the tournament the SEC tournament. If they hadn't won this weekend, I think that was maybe in doubt.
Now, I know, what's his name? Drew McCracken talks about all the time that this is not the year.
Right.
Next year's the year.
If we can, so we'll definitely lose Will Holland. We lose a couple of other guys, but we get all our arms back. Maybe we get Edouard back. That would be huge.
That would be huge.
The choice for him is going to come down to, does he want to go ride a bus somewhere and get paid almost nothing to keep learning how to play third base, or does he want to stay here another year and learn how to play third base?
Right.
And with all the college women that I'm sure swoon at the sound of his French accent.
French-Canadian accent.
Yes. Well.
Dude, I think that the baseball team could be really good. Next year could be a really good year for Auburn sports.
Yeah.
The football team is supposed to be, this is also supposed to be the year kind of.
Well, it's got to be.
Where it kind of going to click.
The eggs you got a lot of talent on the defensive basket, line. Right?
You got a lot of talent on the offense. The offensive line has a year of experience together.
Yeah.
Albeit.
I don't know if you've seen a lot of the projections talking about Auburn's like one of the top offensive lines to look for. It's like one of 12 where everybody comes back or something like that.
Yeah. I mean, that's a huge thing in offensive line play.
Yeah. It's all about.
But jeepers creepers.
Last year made me excited to see the same offensive line back.
Yeah, if it's good, then it's going to be great. It could be really, really bad.
I did famously declare at the end of the year that they actually did look a lot
better. Their best three games of the year were the last three games of the year.
So maybe that's something.
Yeah, which is, you're trending in the right direction again.
Oh, school's out.
School's out. Well, at Auburn University.
Right, so we should have recorded this live at some restaurant downtown because there's it took me half the time to get here tonight.
I love it.
The greatest time.
One of the things about living in Auburn that I never thought of as a student is how much everyone hates the students when it comes to like going out to eat.
Oh, like it's the worst.
Like there's some restaurants that I'm like, I really love. And one of the reasons I love them is because like nobody knows about them.
Right.
At least the students don't know. Like Taqueria Durango. I love that place because
it's on the other side.
Like, well, I mean, it's just, it's not the normal, because the kids go to Taco Mama, and that's great. Let them have that
spot. Yeah, I've noticed Laredo is a lot less crowded than it used to be.
You get margaritas
anyway,
elsewhere.
I'm going to Big Blue Friday because...
Oh, baby.
I wanted to go Saturday. Took my wife's car in to get some tires, but then we thought, oh no, there were 7 graduation ceremonies this week. 7.
Oh, yeah.
And so we decided against that. Because it would have been crazy. Decided to go to Waffle House. That was also crazy. But anyway.
Went on a bike ride this weekend. Went on the wrong bike ride this weekend.
Oh.
Because I ended up a little bit down near towards campus.
Uh-huh. Oh.
And got stuck in some graduation traffic. And it was such a nightmare. And then finally,
hot, I assume.
It was warm. It was warm. I ended up getting in 20 miles, and in the last 5/10 of a mile, hit a flat tire. Because somebody busted a wine bottle, a white wine bottle, right outside of our street. Just on Antelope. Like, if you're listening to this and you thought, hey, man, I'm going to throw this white wine bottle out the window. I mean, I'm assuming it probably fell out of the trash truck. That's all I can't imagine otherwise.
I don't know. People do strange things.
Barefoot wine is so good. Just mush it on the, like who's doing that?
People lay down on train tracks.
Or they're man. I mean,
people do some weird things.
White Zinfandel is lit.
Yeah, hey, I may enjoy my Fort Payne ASMR, but buddy, I got real Fort Payne. Went to a funeral and a lot of my family afterwards gathered, and buddy, it was country in there. And I was just thinking about that when we were doing our fake accents there. I was
mumbling like Boomhauer.
Yeah, but more or less. That's how we all are, man. It's I might as well, man. Dang old, dang old man. That's more or less how it sounds. And I just thought about that, and it's real funny. So if ever you've run across me, and I'm around people also from Fort Payne,
yeah,
you'll know it.
If you see somebody throwing a bottle of white wine out the window to smash it on the street, yelling, "South African wines are terrible." South African. I like Chile. I can't even imagine what would overcome me to the point where I need to smash wine bottle outside the window.
How did you know? You saw the label?
Well, it was clear.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that helps usually.
Could have been.
I saw a label too. It was like a Dark Horse. But it wasn't a cheap. It wasn't like Firebird or Thunderbird. Like, it was like a real wine bottle. So again, like, what overcomes you when you're like, this did not pair well with fish? And it's blown out the window.
Oh man! Oh, good time.
Got me a Gruyere, and then they paired with this.
2 days ago, well, 3 days ago, as you listen to this, was May the 4th to be with you. Today is Revenge of the 6th.
No, this is not real. These aren't real days.
These are days, man. Come on.
Well, May the 4th be with you is one of those things that people share on Facebook and think they are hilarious for
saying.
Yeah,
oh yeah. Oh yeah.
But it's kind of like it's going to be May, the NSYNC one. But that neither one of those are good.
They were funny about 5 years ago.
Yeah, man. And they may not have been. They might not have been.
I got to admit, my wife sent me and it's going to be May thing the other day. And, I laughed because I knew that she sent it to me because I would just shake my head at it.
So my buddy Wes sent me one last month. It said April the 4th be with you.
Yeah.
And that's hilarious.
That's Blake L's thing.
Yes.
He on into June and July, he'll be like June the 5th be with you. Which is, I will admit, pretty funny. But no, May is Star Wars month, really.
Why is that? Is there historically a reason why?
Yeah, yeah. Up until the sequel movies, all of the movies were released in May. Two of them on my birthday, May 19th. One of them on May 16th, which was episode 2. The original one on May 25th, and Return of the Jedi on May 20th. And I believe Empire Strikes Back on May 23rd. So
that's incredible that you know that.
Well,
yeah. What are you gonna do?
Solo was also released on May 25th. This is actually where I was going with this. I watched Solo the other night. If you haven't seen it,
it's super good.
I recommend it. It's when I saw it first, I thought it was good. I saw it a few times in the theater. I was really bummed that people were not digging it or just not going to see it. Really,
those people are dumb.
Well, I think a real huge part of it was. It was just released way too close to.
You want to know my hottest Star Wars take?
You love
this is my the hottest Last Jedi? Star Wars take. I did like that movie.
I don't think it's a very good movie.
Solo is my favorite Star Wars movie released after 1980.
Huh, there you go. I like Solo a lot. I watched it the other night and I was like, man, this is really good. And my
second favorite, Rogue One.
Oh, Rogue One. Those are the two best of Disney's movies.
Oh, for sure.
But like by leaps and bounds. I think. A lot of things happen with Solo. I don't know if we've talked about this on the air. Probably not.
We should. We've only been talking for 45 minutes.
Because this is way off the Auburn beaten path. But Solo didn't do well for multiple reasons. One, there was a backlash against The Last Jedi. I mean, there were enough people, I think, that just were fed up with Disney Star Wars. They weren't going to go see this. That it did make somewhat of an impact. I don't know how big. I think even bigger, though, was that it was released like a month after The Last Jedi left the theater.
Yeah.
And so there was they did not market that movie well.
No, I remember at all. Not even hearing about it until like a week before it came out. Like, they're coming out.
Star Wars. There was no trailer until the Super Bowl in February.
Right.
The movie came out in May. So the lead up to it was really bad. There's a lot of bad PR around it. A lot of movie people really into cinema, were really angry because Chris Miller and Phil Lord, the guys that did Lego Movie, they were the original directors, and they got fired off like on the set, and then they reshot a bunch of stuff. And Ron Howard came on. People that are really into film think Ron Howard's just Mr. Boring and all this stuff, but I really think he did a great job with that movie. But I think there are people that will always refuse to like that movie because they just can't. They think, what could have been with Chris Miller and Phil Lord as the directors? But all the reports made it sound like they didn't really know what they were doing in that movie.
Yeah.
And it was kind of a disaster. So it's a miracle that it turned out as well as it did. And
I think it's great.
Yeah. You and I both think it's great. I watching it before I watched it the other night, I would have told you Rogue One was my favorite of the Disney Star Wars movies, but I really do think Solo might.
It's great. It's very similar to the Chris Todd. It's the Sean White Cam Petway 2016 Auburn football season. And that it could have been a disaster, but actually not pretty okay.
Yeah, it did turn out okay.
And there was a stretch there. It was amazing.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good
turn that right back into Auburn.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to do it for our show today, guys. 52 minutes.
I hope Lydia stuck with us till the end.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to the Hammer of the Week.
Oh, you know what? We were supposed to say something. Ryan wanted us to say something. Hold on.
Oh, yeah, about bocce ball.
We were supposed to do that at the top of the show.
We're going to play bocce ball this week, I think, on Wednesday. I'm going to put something about it on the website, hopefully. But Wednesday night, maybe starting this week, maybe starting next week. Bocce ball, I got to buy a bocce ball set. That's what I got to end up doing.
I wonder where you can get one of those.
Dicks. In Academy.
Whoa.
So,
yeah. Whoa, guy.
Dixon Academy. That's you, Salson. Yeah. So I'll get that done. Anyway, talk to you guys later.
Bo knows.